calculation. The resolve and results of the cold 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 calculation. The results.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Not sure who I am. I always say that so fast because I got quite a bit of time to fill here. But last song was song number 3 by Pecola off of The Mexican, and it's actually track number 12 off of that album. Before that, DC Heat by A History Of off of Action in the North Atlantic. Before that, Dad by York Redoubt off of Cheap Funerals. And then the first of those four was Worship House by Sprain off of As Lost Through Collision, which is their second most recent album. So I think that must have come out in, like, I don't want to say 2018. That's way too early. Maybe between 2018 and, you know, like 2022, something like that. Yeah, actually, Action in the North Atlantic, that album, and then A History Of, the band that made that album, that's sort of the impetus for this playlist tonight, even though I didn't make this playlist for tonight. As I mentioned before, this is from like 3 years ago. I wanted to play a track from this band because I'd been reminded of them by another band. So, an album that recently released, and if I were making playlists, it'd probably be on the playlist for tonight. So by the Montreal band Dylan, they released an album called 16 Pound, man, I should know the name, but I forget, maybe, 16 Pound something. Anyway, the vocals really reminded me of A History Of, which is interesting because the vocals in A History Of really remind me of North of America. So there's like this weird lineage of bands where it honestly, like, even just when I was listening to this track, I wasn't, like this one by History Of, I wasn't sure if I was listening to a North of America track. Like, I really thought that I'd accidentally, or like, had not noticed that they're in there or what. So it's kind of weird. And I remember back when I got into a history of like checking to see if they had the same vocalist from North of America. And I think these are both Halifax bands, so it like also made more sense back then. But no, didn't turn out to be the case. But then, you know, I was listening to this Dylan album that came out a couple weeks ago, a week ago, something like that. Yeah, again, I went and checked to see if the vocalist was common. And no, I guess it's just a style. Maybe it's like a, these guys, I don't know if these guys are like native to Montreal or what, or like the vocalist in Dylan. But it's also funny because all of these bands are sort of separated by like a single generation, I'd say. So it's sort of plausible that one might be related to the other, but in all cases, it turns out not. But then it's funny if that there wouldn't be a lineage between Dylan and, well, I guess there, you could say there's a lineage like more broadly, but like not a direct sharing of members. Whoever was like the vocalist in North of America is like somewhere else doing like real estate or something. Or maybe it's still in Halifax, but I don't know. But yeah, that was funny. And anyway, it's also strange for me to reflect and think of like, okay, what would I be playing if I had my music library and everything up and running and wasn't in this weird limbo. But yeah, happy 5th anniversary to me. What the hell else do I say? Coming up next is like a kind of sad block. Oh, and the other thing is weird. That Sprain track, I feel like I accidentally put that instead of Astronaut years back, but whatever. Anyway, coming up next is the band Empress.
Slowly build up high.
is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is Past Tense. And last song there was Gray Skies by Women off of their Rarities Collection 2007 to 2010. Before that, Washed Up by Codeine off of The White Birch. And before that, No One Knows by Empress off of an album I have labeled as Debut EP, which doesn't sound like a proper name, but that's what it is on the computer. It's funny when I was trying to fit in what I was saying before, because I've got all the songs sort of pre-lined up where I want them to play, and I just have to talk when there's like a gap between them. So it probably frequently happens that I get like compressed towards the end where I start talking very fast to try and make a point before a song comes on, or before my time runs out in some other capacity, such as It Will Now, which is just ending. But the thing that I noticed with this song kind of ties back with what I was saying before is that Gray Skies seems sort of out of place here. I played these two very, I think, nicely coupled sad tracks, and then Gray Skies is also melancholic, but it's almost like this lighthearted, comedic melancholy, it feels like. And I kind of had that feeling about these other little segments of songs elsewhere, that it's almost like I put tracks in the wrong place, or that I was deliberately trying to do something sort of dissonant, and it just feels kind of mixed up. Funny enough, I did go back and read a journal entry I had from about the time that I made this playlist, like 3 years ago, going on. And I was definitely mixed up back then. So I don't know if this was a deliberate thing on my part, or if it was just incidental, but yeah, it's kind of funny. And the point that I was trying to make, and maybe didn't come across, is that I think it's my pet theory about this, is that I accidentally swapped the Sprain and Smog tracks in this playlist, and that Sprain was supposed to play with those other two, like, post-hardcore and noise rock bands, being the Jesus Lizard and Enablers, and then that Smog track, Astronaut, was supposed to play before, you know, these sort of lighthearted tracks from York Redoubt and A History Of, and then Piccolo, rather than this really harsh Sprain track that ended up there instead. So, I don't know if that's something I should have maybe thought about and corrected this time, but there's also something to adhering to, you know, the original form of this thing and trying to live with that. So that's fun. And that'll be my pet theory about what went on with this playlist and why there is this sort of dissonance in some of these sections. And I also find it funny that I slotted in Gray Skies like that. I kind of wonder if it was supposed to be a finale track, like ending out the episode, so I'd talk and then that would play out. But I decided not to do that. I didn't check whether that's how I actually recorded it before. But it's funny to sort of lift all of these impressions from these things so far after the fact. And it's fun. It's fun. And what else is there to say? Going on 5th anniversary or so for the show, so that's cool. Cool to me. And hopefully for Christmas and New Year's, I'll actually come up with new playlists. Stuff that isn't totally old. And then, that'll be nice. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good night.